Resuming back in Simandar City on the 7th. Correction, on the on the 7th of December 2010, early morning, golden morning series is now absent for a while because Pooja Deepak Bhai has gone to northeast India, including Maharashtra in Amravati. And then he'll be going to Calcutta. But until then, we will continue the series of the translations of the VCDs that are happening, the DVDs that are being watched. And these DVDs are being translated because they have not yet been translated. And the last 3 days resulted in a beautiful satsang in open air grounds in Azad Maidan near Victoria Terminus, the historic huge grounds which can be compared for all practical purposes in terms of their importance to Central Park of New York. Azad Maidan being the victory grounds of Mumbai, where thousands had gathered, and excellent satsang happened in the on the 4th and the 5th of and 3rd and the 4th of December, followed by the Gnanvidhi on the 5th, and these are available on the internet but in Gujarati. And for those of you who can understand Gujarati, please especially pay importance to the satsang of December the 3rd, 2010. And if we get a chance, we will translate it subsequently on live video translations. So, resuming the series here on satsang translations.
Namo Mitraya. Namo Arihantaya.
I won't disturb anyone here.
Namo Siddhaya. Namo Ayurveda. Namo Vatsaya. Namo Loe Sabha Samana. Aiso Panchana Mukha. Sabha Pava Panashana. Mangala.
Parayan 2005, Aptavani 9, DVD 7, the portions are 19, 20 and 21. Aptavani 9, so I guess the three sections, each DVD has three sections, 19, 20 and 21. And we are going to go into part 19.
నిర్మ చేసించిన తోమ ప్రజ్ఞాన రూప్స్
what is question? What is the role of Prajna Niruma, and why is it Prajna is not constantly present?
This is
because the past is so, past mistakes are, and the tendencies are so heavy. Prajna is constantly working with him. Prajna is constantly, no matter what happens, in any kind of difficulties, the Prajna will definitely flash from within that this is wrong, this is not right, and it's okay. There will always for sure be an internal Prajna flash that this is not correct, and then this, and this flash of Prajna, supposing the Prajna flashes that there is no pleasure in sexuality, and in that flash, whatever is seen, that needs to be caught by the one who is awakened and aware. The awakened awareness is needed to catch the cues of the Prajna that are given in terms of momentary flashes. If you have increased awareness, then you will be able to catch on the cues, the signals of the Prajna. But if there is dimness in Jagruti or the awareness, then you may miss the internal warnings of Prajna, the awakened energy, the energy of the awakened one that is liberating. The energy, the liberating energy of the self. And if not, if he doesn't catch the flash of Prajna from within, then he will be slipped into the state of the engrossment, or what we call as tan mayakar, to become the body mind form semi. Is mindfulness awakened awareness? Niruma says none of these English terms will work for you, because this is different. Niruma says to remain in the present is the awakened awareness. But we remain in the present at the gross level. Either if you are not in the past nor in the future, you are present. However, the awakened awareness is to see exactly that which is happening at the relative level, externally as well as internally. Niruma, what happens if there is one does not have any question, one does not have any internal tendencies to do something bad, but because of circumstances it happens, then what should we do? Niruma says that the biggest problem is the internal tendency, the vritti only. As long as there are no external evidences, there is no internal tendencies, but if the internal tendencies is there, then he will make the external circumstances arise. It is at a very subtle level, the driving force of that which pulls you into the relative temptations and difficulties that make you that envelop you into entanglements. If you can understand this vritti, the internal tendencies, then you'll recognize that the internal tendency likes it. There is a sense of sweetness. It wants to go in that direction. And so if the internal stuff is not there, then he says, now you got a lot of white hair, so you may not have. But if supposing somebody hangs on to you, is an affair, a woman, then she's not going to hang on to you because now you have white hair. But you never know, she may come. And at that time, then if you cooperate with her, then you are going to get stuck with her. If you cooperate with your inner tendencies, the vritti, Then there is the vritti, the internal tendencies are so many. There are so many different types of vrittis. There is the tendency of the mind, the tendency of the chit, the tendency of sexuality. Then that is the most dangerous one. And then they tend to spread in different directions. And then they go into the gross level. Then it goes into the level of pride. And behind, and then there's a vritti, the tendency of greed. And these tendencies, and then there's the tendency of the illusory attachment to that which is temporary. So behind all of this kasha is anger, greed, deceit, pride. It is these tendencies that seem to, it is the tendencies that are the reasons for the operation of these kashas. And below that all, that it is really the, it is the tendency to enjoy that which is pleasant in this world, to enjoy the five senses and that which is mediated through the five senses of this body. And in all of these worldly interactions, wherever you find something pleasant, supposing there is some woman that has, that is sort of showing you the signals, then if you do not have those tendencies within you, then it will not make a difference. However, if those tendencies are there within you, then you will start feeling something. You will start feeling the tickling sensations and the pleasantness. Niruma, what if I keep on seeing this internal? What are you going to see? Are you going to see, continue seeing the woman? No. I'm going to continue to see my inner tendencies. What is your name? Suraj ki, you got to be careful. If Suraj ki keeps on watching, seeing, then it is all over, because if Suraj ki starts seeing her, then it is over. You have to see Suraj ki. It depends on who is seeing whom. Niruma, next question. I am from Vadodara. Yes, I wrote a letter to you, Niruma. Now, and you came in my darshan, Niruma. And I expressed all that. You are... I felt that you are indeed Simandar Swami's murti, Niruma. And then I saw you in my dream. And my first dream was so beautiful that I saw you as Simandar Swami. And then I felt that you had actually become part of Simandar Swami in your dream. And then you used to tell me, and then you used to show me that look at me, have I hurt anything? It was such a beautiful murti, and you enter into the murti of Simandar Swami. Yes, and then you asked me, see, am I hurt anywhere? No. And then and on the 13th night at 2 a.m. I had the dream. There, it was a huge tent, same kind like Rajkot. There was a stage. On the stage you were talking. And there was a huge storm in Rajkot. Huge storm in the dream. Like a tsunami, he says. And the entire tent went away, got blown up. And then a few children fell down. I was there. And then I was told, go and see if Niruma is hurt or not. And so I looked at you. I came to see you. And I saw you. And then you told, you kept on looking at me, yeah, as if you were just showering me love. Then look at me, am I hurt at all? And at that time, you look, it was the murti of Simandar Swami only. And then I said, no, you're not hurt, Niruma. Then I came down, and then my eyes opened. I was so sad that what kind of dream is that? Then I sat down. In 10 minutes, then you came back again in my dream, and then you sat to my right side. And I was writing something. I was writing a path, and then he looked at the path. The right side was all empty. Why have you kept it empty? Because why is the right page? But you wrote something. Then you wrote me something. Then I woke up. Oh, such beautiful darshan, Niruma. Niruma says, you don't need to understand this vision. This most important that nobody got hurt. And this was... Yes, ever since I have touched your feet, Niruma, I have lost my mother, but I want, I get the energies from you as my mother only. I do not have any words. I am very, very filled with a lot of bliss, Niruma. Jai Sachidanand. So that. Manovrutti and Chitvrutti, the tendencies of the mind and the tendencies of the chit. I want to get clarification question. In the mind, something will sprout. For instance, sexuality. Against that, again, the prajna will flash opposite, and there should be an instantaneous opposition at that time. And so I'm not with it. I am in pure soul, I am not accepting this. Then at that time, what is the difference between the mind and the chit, vritti? And do I have to do pratikraman? Niruma says, you have to do pratikram. For the tendencies that goes with thoughts is called manovrittis, and the tendencies that roam outside your body, and that is chitvritti. That which leaves the body is called chitvritti. Vritti means that which leaves outside, which goes away from you. As long as it remains within the body, it's the mind, and it tends to go where it is pleasant, there where it is makes you. Supposing there are few people are sitting. Supposing, and that I am not focused on any specifically on anyone, but supposing it is sexual, but it happens. But inside there is an inner opposition. Niruma says that is inner awareness, that is jagruti. Supposing, Niruma, what if it is happening constantly? Is that from the past life, and is awakened awareness is the only thing that's going to help? Niruma says, jagruti, awakened awareness, and pratikraman is going to help you in this. And so you need to come out of this. Niruma, next question. The more constant awareness is important, says you say, Niruma. How can we increase the timing of it? Niruma says, for Jagruti, 5 agnas are the most critical, says Niruma. If you cannot remain in the 5 agnas, then do pratikraman and then do samayik. Especially the samayik of seeing the pure soul is the most important, and it is a very great samayik, and you can remain in great awareness when you do that. Or you open up the book of Dada, or your VCD, it's going to increase your awareness. And so you should be constantly in all of this, and constantly be after all of this. VVPS, Vidhi Vanchan Pratikraman Samayik. Vidhi and then Vanchan. वाचन रीडिंग प्रतिक्रमण समय
It
will move you away from the worldly attention. The worldly attention is called sansari jagruti, and this attention that you give to worldly matters leaks your awakened awareness, leaks the energy of your awakened awareness into the worldly, and it dissipates in the worldly. And it is the atkan. This is the major inner spiritual blockades that are. Is causing. Some has pride, some has sexual, some has greed, atkan, spiritual blockade, internal. And so there are all kinds of this kind. Some has food atkan, they like to just constantly involve with food. Usually most people have one or two only. They're not more than two. And then the other ones are just tubers. Below the spiritual blockade is the tubers. And that is where your awakened awareness will not remain. And next one. Niruma, what is this vritti, these tendencies? Is that, are those the subatomic particles of conduct? And Niruma says that this has arisen from belief only and nothing else. And this vrittis that arise, what is it behind that is happening? The Niruma says that it is part of scientific circumstantial evidences, the circumstances will arise. But at that time one becomes tanmayakar, engrossed, because of wrong beliefs that are residual, and therefore one enters in. Then the old beliefs are that there is pleasure in pleasure, there is pain in pain. That is the old belief. And then that is where one gets caught, because the old belief says there is pleasure in pleasure. The new belief says that there is no pleasure in pleasure. The real pleasure, which is bliss, lies in the self. So the jnana and the darshan, the knowledge and the vision, the awakened vision and the awakened knowledge gets blocked. Niruma, you said that in spiritual blockade, the vision gets blocked. So how do we know that there is leakage and there is no leakage? Niruma says, first of all, you need to find out how many major spiritual blockades you have. And there your awareness will not remain, and therefore you need to enter into the P capital Purushart through the extreme inner effort of the S capital Self, which is called Parakram. With a superhuman effort here, there, which requires the major awakened awareness. And if you employ Parakram, the very extreme inner spiritual effort of the awakened one, then you will be able to remain somewhat in the next evidences of the temptations. You really need to have to be very seriously applied to it. Next question. In the beginning, when the two eternal elements come together, the ego arises, and from the ego the belief arises, and from the mind, from the belief the ego arises, and the ego from the ego the mind arises. So, depending on the belief, the tubers arise from past life to into this life. So, Niruma, you said that this... No, it's not like this. When you become tanmayakar, engrossed in something, beyond belief there is the engrossment. It is... The ego is made of from the original belief, the wrong belief. Ego is nothing but the wrong belief. The entire complex of the wrong belief is the ego. And all of those wrong beliefs are part of the ego only. And it has been going on life after life. And because of the old belief, when the evidences arise in front of him, the ego becomes engrossed with the subatomic particles that are in front. And that is when the charging, they get charged, and this charge, subatomic particles are automatically attracted, and they become part of the causal body, and they collect in within, and they collect as masses of subatomic particles. The heavier the belief, the more entrenched the belief, the greater the subatomic particles, and from those collective subatomic particles arise the mind. And supposing for one opinion there is one. No, no, is it one mind for one opinion? No, not like that. If you for the same thing, if you keep on giving opinions again and again, then the heavier the knot in the mind, then it becomes very strong in nature. And another thing, there is another opinion about from the mind, then so the mind is made of a whole bunch of tumors, all kinds of tumors, small tumors, large tumors, etc. And so these are called manogranthi, the knots in the mind. But then it reaches the sweet taste of doership and the sweet and wallowing in the garavta, wallowing in the sense of the pleasure only. So when the awakened awareness comes to the level of the two sprout seedling, chit and mind are the cues. These are the, if you are awakened to the level of the subatomic, of the antaskaran, the inner working, then you will not proceed into the level from the subtle to the gross or the evident level. So if the awakened awareness can be applied to the antaskaran, then but until then the ego is all, but it takes over and the intellect takes over, and therefore the external niruma, but the pragna flashes at that time. But at that time everything is so close that it does not let me, we cannot tell whether it is part of pragna or it is part of the ego. But if the awakened awareness is there, then but this demarcation at a time does not remain, because it is so close. Many times the intellect has said no, then it says that the pragna has said no. And niruma says the pragna and intellect are totally different, in opposite poles. When pragna says no, then it will not and let you enter into the world. Pragna means it will keep you very separate and on this side of the... when it relates to the matter of the self, as capital, it is pragna. When it relates to the matter of the world, then it is the intellect. When it drags you into the world, it is of the intellect for sure. It is not at all of pragna. Niruma, when it enters into garavata, then it is, one is already sunk into it. Niruma says that is all at the gross level. Garavata is at the gross level. One has to come back more subtly into the subtle levels. Niruma, it's like a huge dam. He says it's like a, when there is a dam, if there is a little hole in the dam, in a huge dam reservoir, if you don't take care of the hole, then it is going to collapse the whole reservoir ultimately. Is it not? He says, yes, this is how it starts, says Niruma. In Surat there was a major flood, was there not? There was, what happens? Yes. And so there was, when there is a crack, then the water comes, and then once the crack, Niruma, this tendencies for greed, the tendencies of the greed keeps us in Garavta, which is absolutely deeply sunk in the mud of worldly pleasure only. Niruma says, yes, in the Parayan Shibir of Simada city, he sends the diamonds to Surat, and he is continuing the Niruma, we did not go for for business. I went for some worldly files. No, that is even worse, because at least if you had gone for business, you would have got burned some money, says Niruma. Well, why, how long are you just carrying all this huge load over your head? Deepak Bhai says, it is your pride that is dragging you there. You are an Amreli Patel, are you not? So it is your pride that is dragging you to Surat. It is your pride. They welcome you, they call you. They say, you know, Vithal Bhai, we cannot live without you. You got to be present. This is an important occasion. And therefore, and so even when you are here attending a para and you get dragged to Surat. So this is how it is. Vithal Bhai, don't you say sometimes? No, there's somebody else. Chunchu says, It bothers me in the night, but I cannot tell anything to my file too. I cannot. It says because your sustain, if it is clear, you will be able to tell her exactly as it is. Once tell her exactly as it is. Now then, when she left, then I went. So it is with reference to somebody who was tempting with whittle by with his pride issues in terms of an invitation. Next question. Next question. In Chandrasekhar's case, that up until now, whatever kashayas that have happened, it was all was due to man only, pride validation only, and respect only. And so I saw it in the Samayik once. Niruma says you'll have to look at it every day in Samayik. Yes, Niruma. But Chandrasekhar felt that it had a very major role of anger. But now I know that it was because of pride that the anger was there. Niruma says, yes, the anger protects the pride only. But day before yesterday in the Samayik, I saw it exactly as it is. Now I was able to grab the pride issues. But what should I do to progress in that direction? Niruma says, that is what we are talking. Now, if your awakened awareness can catch that mind, then only you can proceed beyond the pride issues. Every day do a samayik on man and on the pride issues. And spend about a couple of hours in the samayik of man. Whatever may be the spiritual blockade within you, figure it out, open it up and read it in... Read the appropriate chapters and go for it and look at it with that. All you need to do, you don't have to do anything. You just have to sit and just see it and then make Uve Nada Alisha do the pratikraman. That's all. And you don't have to do the pratikraman. First you have to keep on seeing this inner spiritual blockade or the major knot. Niruma, next question. I have a big spiritual blockade of the stree prakruti, the female prakruti. But if the inner tendencies go into sexuality, then... Yes, with reference to our knowledge, Gnan, in any matter, says Niruma, if you're supposing your knowledge is being applied on sexuality or pride, etc., when your G capital Gnan is being applied, that there is the awakened awareness for sure. But in one place, if you let go, if there is leakage of one place, it doesn't mean that there is lack of light. Yes, the light is there for sure, forever within you. It will not there. But it needs to be applied. It needs to be focused on these inner knots and inner weaknesses. And so when you cannot see it or don't apply it, that is where there is a seeming sense of dimness. But it feels like then it goes into the moha, the illusory illusions, is attachment says. It goes into the moha. There, Niruma says, you have to see what happens in moha, the illusory attachment, that which makes you become illusion. And it could have been due to doership, it could be due to pride, it could be due to anger, it could be due to some things. Okay, let us go more into something else, says Niruma. Niruma, what is this Raskaravta? Will you please make us explain this sweet wallowing in this... Are those the tastes of food? Niruma says yes. Some people like a lot of food items. From morning till evening, his chit is only in those food items only. And from morning till evening, even after food, his chit is into the sweet pleasure of the food taste only. This is, and then one remains in this mud of the food. This is one, there is Garavta, the deep entry into the worldly pleasures of these five senses only. This is called Indriya Garavta, the sense or related. And then there is the Garavta, the deep of I have two children, I have a bungalow, I have this material. The Riddhi Garavta, in other words, what of material pleasure, material accomplished Garavta. And then there is a Siddhi Garavta. That Siddhi means, Siddhi is related to that which is spiritual. Will you please give me an example of Siddhi, Deepakbhai? Supposing there is a non-violent person. If there is a non-violent person, if there is, supposing somebody is very violent, the moment he sees me, says Dada says, that is Siddhi Garavta of the spiritually elevated people, of the sadhu, sannyasis or acharyas. But if he loses his spirituality, then he will go into Riddhi Garavta, into the material pleasures, and then he will go into the food pleasures, etc. And then there are some, because they have accomplished something in their spirituality, then they get stuck into the relative accomplishments of their spiritual nature, and that is called Siddhi Garavta. And say they do not rise beyond the Siddhi Garavta, spiritual accomplishments. Then there is sense taste Garavtas. Then there is material Garavta, and then there is the Siddhi, the spiritual Garavta. That means Garavta means you feel like you have accomplished something. And then there is the Garavta of scriptures, and you feel like not moving from that. If you love a book, a spiritual book, you don't want to move away from it. And just like the buffalo that is stuck in that cool muddy puddle on a hot sunny summer day, it does, and nothing else will make it come out of that puddle, because she finds it could be money, it could be sick, it could be, when there is material pleasures, I have sons and daughters, I have this business, I have cars, I have a good business, so then you are into the, some people are into food, they love food and they're constantly, that's called Rasa Garavta. Siddhi means spiritual accomplishments, Siddhi Garavta, and so people validate him, oh, you are something, and therefore he loves his position in spirituality. There are a few people around him, people listen to him, and so, but he does not want to move beyond that. He does not want to go even a bit. He likes the spiritual level that he has attained. Niruma. Say Niruma. Say Niruma, is it why they fall from spiritual levels, from 11 they fall down? From the 11th spiritual. Niruma said, by the time they are in the 10th, when they cross the 10th, they have got tremendous siddhi, the inner accomplishments. He believes that he has already attained everything, he doesn't need anything. And therefore, he starts believing that I know, and because he believes that I know, then he falls. And then he falls from there. He gets stuck there. The God, Bhagavan, you become a Bhagavan only become when you become fully enlightened, a Kevadi. But until you become fully enlightened, there are risks of falling down. And he says, inside, until then, there will be such a beautiful inner spiritual state that you will think, we'll at the subtlest level, you will feel like you are beyond all the Kashais, etc. But this is still. But if the thing that is the worst one is that one gets stopped, even if he may have risen very high at a spiritual level, ultimately there is the illusory attachment that I want to attain something. some pleasure out of this world. This is the illusion that maybe the world will give me some pleasure. And yes, in all of that there is pride. And really one is not stuck due to mind. At the 11th level, at the 11th spiritual level, it is not the pride. It is really he has his major spiritual blockade is greed at that time. The greed that I want to enjoy the world in some way or the other. And so the more vaibhav, the more splendor that he attains, even this in the internally or externally, the more he there is, especially when there is a lot of splendor externally, then he is more pulled in that direction only. So is that the reason why he does not want to leave? The Rama says no, he has got zero awareness in this. He has no awareness at all of this. He doesn't even know that this is remaining. And he thinks he has attained it, and that is the problem. Yes, as long as he is aware of it, then it's a different thing. Until full enlightenment, there is the 11th. There is this, it is kshayopaksham, it is not. He has done it. And the kashayas are there inside, anger, greed, passage. But the worldly pleasures he finds pleasant, and therefore those inner kashayas, even though they are there, they may seem that they are not bothering him, but because of the worldly pleasures and the sensual pleasures, they kind of cover up, put a blanket over the fire of the inner kashayas. However, they continue in kshayopasham, they are not kshay, they have not been killed, they are in upsham, they seem like the fire is dead, but when it's stirred up by evidences, again there is a flame. So those kashayas are still existent within. The tendencies are in food, pleasures, drinks, etc. These are all gross tendencies. And then are there some subtle tendencies, that these tendencies that I want to enjoy? Whatever is in gross says that, and says Niruma, there is an underlying subtle reason for it for sure. It is not, and in the discharge, it is not that it is there in subtle, that is why it comes in gross. It is there for sure in discharging. And that is when it is discharging in the visual form. Where do the vrittis, the subtle vrittis arise? Niruma says it is one wants to enjoy. He has the illusory attachment towards enjoying the worldly pleasures only. And he wants to find pleasure in that which is worldly through the five senses. Why is he doing that is the question. And then Niruma says, it is due to the chit. It is from the chit. The chit is seeking it. And the vritti is giving, the chitta vritti is, it is the vritti dargat, but it is the impurities of the chit that is doing it. Niruma. Next question. Deepak says there is a lot at the subtle level, and then at the subtle level, behind chit is there is this subtlest ego, subtler ego, and then at the subtlest ego, and then the wrong belief, the I with the wrong belief, and so, and so behind all of this subtle is the subtler, behind that is the subtlest, behind that is ignorance. Ushaben, do you understand? Niruma. We like sitting here at your feet, Niruma. What is that called? It is called correct. It's called good garavta. Wanting to sit. What is it? It is. What is that, Niruma, that we want to remain sitting here? No, no, it is for the self as capital, is it not? It has got nothing to do with. It has got nothing to do with any kind of a movement in the directions of enjoying worldly pleasures. It is because the inner bliss is expressing. This is the anand that is expressing. That is why you are sitting here. That is why, Dada. That is why we have the greed for your satsang, Dada. Dada says that is not lobe, that is not greed. It is very good that you want to. It is not a worldly thing. And then Deepak Bhai says, you should not find it sweet and continue sitting. You got to find out why you are here and what is your goal. You can't just sitting here. You must not miss your goal. He says, Dada Shri used to say that there is the coolness of the fridge. Mahatmas are now enjoying the coolness of the fridge. Usually there is, because Dada's speech is excellent, but has it come into practical? Has it come into reality with you, for you? You have to catch on the agnas, to maintain the awakened awareness. That is very more critical. Niruma says that through my experience I have seen that. Though there are many, many around Dada for years and years, many were there, and they would, just as you say, though in the presence of Dada, they would be all the, they'll feel amazing. That was beautiful. And that is part of five Agna, Agna 5, because of the live presence of Dada there. But for the exact benefit of that is that catching on every word and sentence of Dada, to take that into the experience of the self as capital. If you catch on every word of Dada and then take it to the experience of the self is a more critical thing. There was a brother, he would never move away from Dada. He would never move away from Dada. And then he would just keep on staring at Dada only. Constantly. And he would never move away from Dada. One day, Dada then really scolded him. What the hell? What are you doing? What the heck are you doing? Dada, I am just doing your Nidhi Dhyasana only. I am visualizing you, Dada. Dada says that is not good. If you do just the one thing, what will happen to you? You will become like a pumpkin. This is not what's happening, because Deepak Bhai has pointed out it's very good. It is very important for Mahatmas to rise higher. What are you doing? If you're just staring at Gnani Purush, if you do too much Nidhi Dhyasana, then you lose your energies that keep you in the S capital self. You're wasting away. Some people just keep on reading Dada, just keep on reading Dada's books. If you're constantly do a lot of vanchan of Dada books, then your manan shakti, the dharan shakti will go away. Because then you're constantly, your ability to kind of contemplate on it will go away, because Dada is constantly. If you keep on reading, are you digesting a single word that you are reading? So just constantly reading it. Then your ability to contemplate on it will go away. And if you keep on, and then if you're supposing somebody is contemplating all the way, thinking, then his Chintvan Shakti, the energy to visualize it through this S capital self, will go away. So these are all stages. And then if you do a lot of chintvan, then you lose your Nidhi Dhyasana Shakti. And then if you do a lot of Nidhi Dhyasana, then your Sakshatkar Shakti, the being the self, will go away. If you do a lot of Nidhi Dhyasana of Dada when he is not in front of you, then your Sakshatkar, the ability to become the self, because you're projecting, will be the thing that will move you away. So this is all self-guided will, self-guided efforts through one's own intellect, that is called Swachang. That is wrong. You need to do it in balance. There therefore, it is very important for you to ask Deepak Bhai or Nirumai. Deepak Bhai is the best, says Niruma. Niruma says, no, Niruma is
best.
Yes, get one of us and ask questions. Whoever you can get hold of, just ask us. Whoever. Or wherever you get your benefits, just... The one who has this goal fixed in front of them, they need to move in that direction. Those who are here, and there are many who are coming in this direction, everybody are saying, this is, I have arrived here now. Not, yes, but they are moving into the further Purusharta, moving in this direction. I will tell you my own case, Niruma. In every step, Dada used to tell me, used to guide me, says, in every step, Dada used to guide me, that you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. That's what says Niruma says. She left me, rose me higher by step by step. I didn't do all day samayik, or I didn't do 24-hour samayiks or pratikramans. Yeah, supposing you get stuck into pratikraman samayik, only in 4 days you will get stuck. So there are some people who do pratikramans after hours and hours.
And then,
supposing the horse runs a lot, what will happen to the horse? It will topple the cart, will it not? Yes, so everything has to be in balance in terms of... Everything should be in balance, in baseline, in madhyast. Do a little bit of this, little bit of this, little bit of this. Ultimately, you have to come to the... After doing all of this, you'll have to come to the five agnas. This is the practicals that will let you come to the five agnas. This is the most practical. This specific key is... That will let you close up all the files and enter the realm of absolute moksha. This is through the five agnas, finish these worldly interactions through the five agnas. And so as you are in five agnas, automatically you will remain in Shuddha Atma. And real relative, vyavasthit, sambhava nikal, and satsang. Then you enter into the subtle levels of the five agnas. And then Dada used to say that, all day you cannot say, I'm pure soul. You do need to enter into some kind, the mind, there should be some work for you, some relative work for you which should keep you occupied. Dada also says there should be some relative work. Many Aptaputras wanted to leave their job completely. Dada said no. There was one Aptaputra who really said, I don't want to do any other work. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to do any work. And Dada said no. When you are going from one village to another one, until your agenda and the schedule is not arranged all over the world, then you will enter into sexuality or something or the other. You see, until you are given some specific task, your work to do for this body complex, until your hours are occupied in Jagat Kalyan, you need to have. So you really need to be careful that the mind is engaged in that which is positive, especially with reference to Jagat Kalyan. So this is an important instruction. The small things are very important, but on the long term it can tend to slip, you see. So it is very critical to engage the mind in something that is positive, because you cannot be in the satsang of the S capital self all the time. And if you have said it nicely until then you will not enter into any major difficulties. The one who is really after this with 100% conviction, and there is not giving any importance to his own way of doing it, and is ready to follow any guidance and directions, then we are ready to give them this guidance, says Niruma. But if he wants to walk his own path, walk in his own self-guided will and opinions, then it is rather difficult for us to point it out for him in exactness, says Niruma. And then we will bring him into the world of spirituality in a very beautiful manner. Yes, because he will go back and forth between a little bit of the world, little bit of spirituality, little bit of the world, a little more of spirituality, etc. But in Adhyatma, the spiritual world, we need to rise continuously higher. And you know, for many, many years you have spent as a junior. Now you need to rise into the level of a seniority in spirituality. You need to become seniors of spirituality, because you have... Yes, the inner work must now proceed full steam. And this is the inner work, which is called work, but it is the inner state of spirituality. But you see, the external, when it appears a little present, then one enters into the garata of ras, the senses, the garata of riddhi, of the worldly accomplishments, and then the garata of spirituality, which is the inner fridge of accomplishments. Okay, so I think this VCD is stopping now, and we are going to get into the Vidhi of Vidhi. So we are going to call Pujishri in Amaravati. Our Gnani Purush, Deepak Bhai, is in Amaravati. We are trying to get hold of him. Mahatma, Jai Sachidana, Mahatma, Jai Sachidana to all Mahatma, says Deepak Bhai. Let us do the Vidhi. Atma chum shuddha 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 atma 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 shuddha atma chum shuddha atma chum shuddha atma 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 shuddha atma shuddha atma shuddha atma chum shuddha atma shuddha atma chum shuddha atma chum shuddha atma chum shuddha atma chum shuddha atma shuddha atma chum shuddha atma shuddha jai sachidananda jai sachidananda to everybody, says Deepak Bhai. We have reached Amaravati. Jai sachidananda. The voice is not very clear. What Deepak Bhai is saying is not coming through clearly. All the Bhagwans are here. Jai Sachidananda.